Leckhampton Court. This is a human place. You're here. Breathe out. We'll take the path up to the door. Ducklings crisscross it, heads high, eyes hungry for grass, water and skies. One less than yesterday, but still mad brave. There are foxgloves, daisies, lavender's proud spikes, peach roses of full open, blown and terribly beautiful. In the day hospice, kind hands serve tea and homemade cake, snip snip at fringes, rub poor toes with soothing oils, some days a sing-song carries through the air. In a light space full of beads and paint and glue, an ex-army man's taught to twist a paper flower, a new friend solves the clue to six across. There's been a party on the lawn, balloons still jerk on strings, white, pink, blue, green and red, a day or two of joy still left. Elsewhere, a doctor listens to the words for pain, prescribes all that can be done. A nurse walks someone's children by the pond. A hand is pressed. People are saying, love, love, love. And on the terrace, sunsets. There are times you can see the Black Mountains from here, but not today. Only ducklings break the calm with their wild quacks. And there's a scent of rosemary, like sadness mixed with something new and clear and strong.